5, 4, 3.
It's episode 304, and we've got plugins for displaying work teams, folder management, page redirects, blogs as timelines, and a cool plugin to show recent purchases in your WooCommerce store. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook, I'm John Overall.
And from the sunny shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Well, it's quite nice. You know, I live a block from one of my favorite craft breweries, and from my balcony, I can see the back of their building. So,
if you only had a drone.
That would be sweet. Send a drone over, pick up the beer, bring it back. Hey, I like that idea. I'll have to look at it.
All right.
At any rate, we have the usual great show for you here today. And right off the top, don't forget, you can get all the plugins or all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, we greatly appreciate your time hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner or stopping in at their website and leaving a review. Or if you get it from the iTunes store, stop there and leave us a review. They really help the show out.
Yes, they do. And we do appreciate all the reviews, good, bad, or otherwise, that get left on the iTunes store. I guess it's now called the Apple Music Store.
Something like that.
Yeah, they're getting rid of that. Anyway, also remember on Twitter, you can follow the show at WP Plugins A to Z.
Absolutely. And also, right about this point, we like to put out a little bit of self-promotion, help encourage folks to share stuff. Currently, right now, we're still talking about the wppluginsa2z.com jobs board, where you can go there as a professional, list yourself as a professional, and or if you got jobs you want to share with folks, please bring them about and put them up here for others to find. So check it out at wppluginsa2z.com/jobs.
Yeah, that's a really great place. Hey, and in this space also, I want to highlight the WP Plugins A to Z Facebook space. And I just recently noticed a little conversation between our audience members of somebody who had some really big problems and wanted to get an answer for it, and somebody else within that community answered it. So it was nice symmetry. So check it out on Facebook, WP Plugins A to Z.
Yeah, little by little, I think that our Facebook area will start to come alive and do some work.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And at this point here, we'd like to thank our donors. This week here, we have $50 from Jeremy at Jezweb Pty Limited or LTD. And he's got a little note with it. And the note is, thank you for being consistent publishers. And my apologies for skipping the past couple of weeks. This donation is on behalf of NCR Blinds at ncrblinds.com.au, who are a Jezweb WordPress client manufacturing blinds and curtains in Newcastle, Australia.
Very nice website, too.
Oh,
cool.
So check it out. Don't forget, we've got a screencast here, folks. You can come check out some of the stuff on the screen.
Oh, that's right. We're doing YouTube. John and I are eventually going to figure out how to do this to where we can see both sides of the...
Yeah,
so you can see my stuff too.
Little by little, we're getting there. You know, I'm slowly fixing up the glitches that came about due to my move, and things are coming together. So anyway, thank you very much, Jeremy. We greatly appreciate your support of the show.
Absolutely.
And for those of you who came in under $50, thank you very much. Your donations are appreciated and noted. You know who you are. And if you'd like to support us through Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/WP Plugins A to Z, where you can donate, $5-$10 a month or whatever amount you'd like to support the show with on a monthly basis. If you hit $50, we'll make sure to acknowledge you here on the show.
Absolutely. It does help out. It does help with things like transcriptions and some of the other stuff that we've got going on. Zero $0 and 0 cents of it ends up in either John or I's pocket. It goes straight back to the stuff that it takes to produce the show. So we do appreciate it. No matter how small, no matter how large, it doesn't matter. Please help us out when you can. And if you can, then, you know, we'll give you the shout outs, the links, all the rest of the stuff that goes with it.
Okay, and there's a couple of pieces of news this week that I've stumbled across. And first off, WordPress is adding no opener, no refer tags automatically to your links off of your website when you click tag to open a new window. And what this was brought about is due to the fact that when you click a link to open up a window in another tab, or another window, there was a possibility of people hijacking that browser and injecting content in there. And they've come up with a way to avoid that, and that's what this is all about. So go read the article. It's quite interesting. I wasn't even fully aware of this myself, that it was possible for them to inject when using a opener tag.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting. I'm glad that they've kind of negated it and caught it before it could become a big, serious, widespread issue.
Yeah, it's probably been used quite a bit, but it's something they've taken care of. And there's another great piece of news, and it's about bloody time it occurred. WordPress, starting with 4.8, is going to officially end support for IE 8, 9, and 10. So going forward from WordPress 4.8, you will no longer have support for 8, 9, and 10. So when you get those complaints for people and you go, what browser are you using? Oh, IE 9. Sorry, we don't support that anymore. Can't fix the problems.
What is the most recent version of IE?
Edge.
Edge.
10, okay. 10 was the last. And then when they came out with Windows 10, they came out with Edge. And they quit supporting. And they've actually, Windows has officially ended support for 8, 9, and 10.
Oh, well, see, there's your counter argument. Yeah. If somebody ever says, I can't get it to work in IE, what are you using? 10.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We don't support it. Neither does Microsoft themselves. Yeah. That's your argument.
Yeah, that's an argument. But also, it's another WordPress was trying to continue to support it for legacy purposes, but they finally realized it's just not worth the trouble anymore.
Right.
Really good post by Matt Mullenweg up on the WordPress.org site. So
great.
Nice link in the show notes to that.
All right, that gets us time to start our engines.
Not quite. We've got some feedback this week.
We do.
We have a SpeakPipe from Jeremy. So we're going to let Jeremy take it away first. Off you go, right. Jeremy.
Hey, guys. Yeah, so last couple of weeks, we've been grappling with all the fallout from WooCommerce updates, which has been interesting. And one of the really frustrating ones was RevSlider. There's some kind of odd incompatibilities we found, and it's been kind of bugging me for a while, the cost of the licenses and how kind of clunky the interface has become. And so, you know, had a bit of a look around, and I think we've decided that Smart Slider is going to be the choice that we switch to. And even better, I realized that we already had a unlimited license for it from years ago, so yay for that. And look, the version 3 of Smart Slider is really neat. Like, it's still got all of the detail, I guess, that's in RevSlider, but it is a much more intuitive interface. So you don't, and I don't find that I'm like triple clicking to get into things like I do with RevSlider, and the menu options and toggles are all reasonably well laid out. I mean, it's still complicated, but it just seems easier to use, you know, without reading an instruction manual. So yeah, give it a go if you haven't recently. Worth checking out, especially as an alternative to the ever popular and once hacked RevSlider.
Cool. Well, thanks, Jeremy. We didn't realize that there was problems. I only have a couple of WooCommerce sites, and the update went pretty smooth for me. But,
yeah, same here, but he's right about RevSlider. It has become this 900-pound gorilla that you just can't push around anymore.
I know.
It's too difficult to manipulate things. It's harder than it used to be. Now, Smart Slider I've not used, but I am using now instead Layer Slider, which is one that's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And that one seems to be the easiest in terms of intuitive drag and drops, and then you can still do different styles where it's automatically putting featured images and posts and that kind of thing. So check that one out as well. But we do appreciate Jeremy calling in and giving us his feedback as he's driving. I'd like to hear more of that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Now, I also want to make mention Rev Slider. I've been using it for a while. I rather enjoyed it, but lately I've been having troubles with the speed of loading speed of it. And Smart Slider looks like something I'm going to give a check into to see if it loads faster. And if it does, I may start to make a change. Because that's one of the big problems
possible.
With Rev Slider.
Yeah, and they are memory hogs, and sometimes they just don't need to be. They incorporate the JavaScript and the preloads of every possible functionality that could exist within it, and all you really wanted to do was just show an image.
Yep. Okay, well, that now takes us into the meat and potatoes time of the show.
All right,
off we go. Right, this week here, the first plugin I've got is a bit of a continuation from last show where I was checking out two-factor authentication plugins, and I think I've found a winner. And it's called Mini Orange Two-Factor Authentication. And this one here is the best of all of the two-factor authentication plugins I was testing out. And it's the best to me due to the ease of the setup, the ability for it to have multiple ways of obtaining the code you need. And that can be done through your smartphone, through scanning a code, through an email, just multiple ways. And it also, the biggest thing I was looking for was one that would remember the device you're logging in from so that you wouldn't have to keep requesting a code every time you're logging in from a trusted device, such as, you know, if you use the same computer from home all the time and you keep it relatively safe and secure, you should not have to re-enter that code over and over again every time you log into the site, except for every once in a while when your cookies randomly get deleted from your browser. So anyway, all in all, this one here I found was really good. It also offers up as the free version, you're only good for one user. If you need more than one user to be authenticated with the two-factor authentication, their licensing is also quite affordable. It starts at $15 a month for 5 users and $30 for 10 and so on and so forth. So it makes it quite affordable. And with their licensing, they have 2 tiers of licensing, but the pricing is the same for either tier. One tier, you can go through and set it up all yourself if you know what you're doing. And the other tier is they'll help you set it up and get it all organized for you. And you pay the exact same for the license, which I found a little odd, but what the heck? You know, if you don't want to set it up and you want them, you know, save yourself some time. At any rate, a really great plugin, Mini Orange Two-Factor Authentication. And this one here hit the top 5 Dragon rating.
That's cool. So it has the scan. Does it do anything like text your phone with a code? Or
it'll text your phone with a code. Mm. It'll scan. It'll send you an email. I didn't test any of the other ones. There was a couple other ways it could be done.
Hmm. Interesting. So I'm putting together something that's one of my new companies, and I needed somewhere to display Teams, and this is always a common thing for people that do corporate websites out there, but this is one of the most, I'd say, lazy, I guess you could say lazy, and easy to use ways to display your staff or your teams or people that are involved. It's based on the latest CSS animation stuff, and it does support all major browsers, so you don't have those difficulties. It's really easy to upload team member profile images, get all their social stats, the places where they can be connected, you know, LinkedIn, Twitter, etc., describing their position, a description, and all the rest of it. It's just really easy to set up, has different short codes that you can replace the author box with what you use in this, and that's really handy. It does unlimited color schemes. It does. It works by using a custom post format. It's got 4 social profile links integrated that you can use automatically. Really nice drag and drop interface to it, and it just all in all is a really, really nice plugin. I'm going to use this one over and over, and I'm thinking about using this as sort of a pseudo kind of directory thing too, but that's yet to be seen. Cool. So in the meantime, I found this to be one of the most perfect team or staff displaying plugins out there, and I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Looks like a pretty decent plugin.
It is.
Right, next up, I have one that's called Wicked Folders. Now, when I first saw it, I thought, hey, this one could be quite useful. And then I got let down a little bit as I started playing with it, because the free version, it's a freemium plugin. Now, the free version does something nice for you in that it creates folders for you in your pages to allow you, if you've got lots and lots of pages, the free version is going to do you quite nicely. And you can organize the pages into different folders to make looking for them quite easily. And one of the things that I saw was, you know, when you're reading through the material, it talks about you can do this with the media library. And that's where I got excited was, ooh, I can organize my media library up. And it turns out that's the premium version, $49. But I didn't get a chance to test it, but that's the one thing that could be very useful, especially for a couple of my websites, which have lots and lots of images that I would love to organize into folders to be able to organize them. In fact, this should probably be part of the core of WordPress Media Library. At any rate, it looks like a pretty decent plugin. It might help you out in organizing your website up a little bit. And it's called Wicked Folders, the free version, and I gave it a 3 dragon rating.
Well, there's still hope for the media library someday.
Yeah, well, you know, we're all really hoping. We've been hoping for years.
Yeah. Okay, so I have just redesigned my own personal website at marcuscouch.com, and I'm looking for a way to kind of give a timeline in terms of like where I've come from and the things that I've done. And it goes all the way back to age 11 was kind of the first time I actually started doing reviews. And, you know, we're talking early 80s. I used to be a member of the Commodore 64 user, the Fox Valley Commodore 64 users group. And I used to write for the newsletter and do all kinds of stuff and even demo software to live college auditoriums in front of like 300 people. And wasn't scared about it either. That's what's weird. And nowadays I get in a room with 40 people and I'm like, ugh.
Hey, you know, the joys of youth.
Yeah. So I wanted to put a timeline together that I could start talking about when my different milestones within technology had come about. And there's a ton of them, from different school things that I did to outside of that, to working in printing and working in media, and then how that transferred into website stuff and all that. So I found this really nice plugin called My Timeline Blog. And what it does is it creates a responsive timeline blog page. And you create sort of this vertical timeline that you can go to either specific years with these little tabs at the top that talk about, you know, 1978, 1991, you know, all that. You click on those and it takes you to that specific timeline of things that happened. Now, you could also use this just for your regular blog. It does all kinds of cool stuff and it's really responsive. It's free. There's no limitation on how many you can do. You can add the dates, obviously, and the year tab is always the thing that stays at the top. So it's very interesting. It's something that I'm going to be using on my own personal site, and I rated this a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, it's kind of cool looking. I saw that one, too. I was thinking of examining it, but good thing you did. Saves me having to. All right, the final one I've got here today is kind of a simple plugin. It's just a basic plugin. If you've recently done a permalink structure change on your site or moved your site to a new domain or moved your site from one directory to another, we all know the pain of the broken 404 links that come along with those sorts of things that happen. And this is a simple plugin that has no configurations whatsoever. You just install it, turn it on, activate it, and then what it does a search for links that are 404 broken, and if it finds them, it automatically redirects them to what it thinks is the correct page. And it probably does a good job maybe 8 out of 10 times, and occasionally it's going to redirect to someplace it shouldn't. But this is just a simple way if you're in a hurry, you don't want to go through things, don't want to deal with anything right now, just turn this one on and go and let it, you know, forget it and see what happens. All in all, it's a good basic plugin and could save you some time or some headaches down the road. Check it out. It's called Redirect Old Links, and I gave it a 3 Dragon rating.
Good. All right, let's end it off here with some WooCommerce stuff. I try and bring some WooCommerce in at least every show or every other show, and this one's really nice. It reminds me of when I go to book a hotel. Sometimes when you go to like Travelocity or Hotels.com or Orbitz or any of those, it tells you like, okay, 20 people are looking at this thing right now, or 10 people have booked this today, right? So this is a similar thing. This is called Recently Bought This for WooCommerce. And what it does is it displays real-time orders on your storefront. So it gives a little snippet of each item description and the picture of the product that they bought. And so, John, if I happen to go to a site and you happen to go there and buy the, you know, WordPress Rocks t-shirt in yellow, and I can it'll tell me, hey, John just bought this. Now, it doesn't tell me who John is, but it just says John.
Yeah.
John just bought this t-shirt. Click here to check it out. And that's a really great way to kind of boost sales, get that demand going for different items and different products within your site. And they can also see that people have actually paid money and bought things from you. And that's risk reversal. That's that's one of the core components of e-commerce.
Yeah, social appreciation too, or what's the word?
Proof.
Social proof. There you go. Social proof. Somebody else has already bought it. So, hey, I can buy it too.
That's correct. So it's a very nice plugin. You can check it out yourself. It's called Recently Bought This for WooCommerce, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, that could be quite useful if you've got an e-commerce store.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, this week here, I talked about Mini Orange two-factor authentication, which I gave a 5-2, Wicked Folders, which I gave a 3-2, and then Redirect Old Links, which I gave a 3-2.
And I talked about Teams, which I gave a 5-2. My Timeline blog, it's a 4 out of 5, and we just talked about Recently Bought for WooCommerce, and that gets a 4 out of 5.
Nice. That's a nice roundup of plugins for everyone. And at this point here, a little bit of commercial or promotions, whatever we're pushing. This week here, I don't really have any dedicated sites that I want to talk about, so I'll just mention out BlogAid once more. She did a really great webinar last week about the HTTPS conversion process. If you missed it, that's a shame, but maybe you could convince her to send you a link to see the playback. Anyway, check out blogaid.net, and if anyone's got a suggestion for a WordPress website or a site focused on WordPress content needs to be featured, hey, send it my way. I'll be happy to feature it here.
Awesome. Well, I don't have anything really to put in the promotion end, but you know, there's a lot of cool things going on, and I'd really appreciate it if you guys find something out there, you discover a cool plugin, go to our website, WP Plugins A to Z, and leave us a speak pipe and do just what Jeremy did and just leave us a message. And you don't even have to be in front of your computer, as you know.
Yeah.
You can be in your car.
Yeah, absolutely. On your phone, man. Record it up. You got to remember now, you know, with what there's over, got to be 50,000 plugins in the repository now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we started the show, there was 9,000. It was pretty easy for us to keep up. Now it's actually kind of hard. It takes a lot of work to keep up with all the plugins that are constantly coming out and evolving now. And then also determining from, pick a category, there's at least a dozen plugins in each category now. Doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
So
yeah,
tips,
there's so
folks,
many
tips. We'll be happy to get your tips and feature the information here. All right. The usual reminders. Don't forget, you can find us up on the iTunes store, and we appreciate you taking the time to leave us a review there. If you're listening to us through Stitcher Radio, hey, stop in there, leave us a review on their website itself, or click that little thumbs up button in the corner if you're listening on your smartphone.
Yep, you got to do that. It's definitely something that that we need more reviews out there just to keep things going. How can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can send an email direct to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch, and also on Instagram at marcuscouch. I'm just going to be starting to port things over to Instagram. It seems like I get better feedback over there. And also remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
Okay, and that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha ha ha!